basically our job is called a train order operator, and we type train orders. And they just let the trains know where the other trains are. Basically, in our station, we don't have to type that many because they get them in either North Van and Pemberton or Lillooet. And that's where they get their orders from. But if anything changes, another train gets held up, then we type orders to change those other orders.
How important are these slips of paper to the people who are driving the trains?
Well, they in the case of ours, when we give out a change of meat, it can mean a lot of difference. They let the other train, everybody, know where everyone is. And they're, although on our system there aren't that many trains running, basically everyone knows where they are anyways. But as in a case of CN trains, they have trains running by what they call block, which is whenever a train goes by our station, we drop the signal board to an R board, which means that no train can go by. If we drop it an R north, no train can go north for 20 minutes. And so that means they have trains running every 20 minutes behind each other. And in a case of CNCP, where they have that, then these are very, very, very important. They're important here, but they're not nearly as important as, you know, CNCP.
So they're really the major determining factor in how, when trains go and when they don't go. And a screw up on these sheets of paper here could really cause an accident.
Well, we have to type them letter perfect. They have to be exact. We repeat them back letter for letter, spelling out the stations and spelling out the numbers so that there is definitely no mistake in who it's going to.
Has there ever been a mistake?
I really couldn't say. I imagine there's been a couple, but they're usually caught before. I don't know if there's ever been a head-on on this railway, as long as I've known, anyhow.
Well, Jim, I guess we should get out of here.
Yeah, okay. Thanks a lot. We'll see you later. Take it easy.
It's getting dark out here again. It's quiet. What's the next stop, Ron?
Garibaldi.
That's the end of the line for us. I think we're getting a push to start the machine.
Right, from our friendly Squamish operator.
You don't have to crank it every time, eh?
No, when he's around.
Here we go.
We're off.
It's getting a little chilly up here.
Well, I got the heater on full. We gotta go up in the mountains into the snow pretty soon. And we're lucky we'll see a few bald eagles up here on the Jackamus today.
Stopped here in the middle of nowhere. What do you do here?
What do we do here?
Yeah.
Maintain the track.
Maintain the track. You drive a speeder too?
Occasionally, that's the foreman's official job.
How long have you been doing it for?
4 months.
How did you come to manage to live way out here?
Because I bid on the job.
You have to live out here, eh? To take the section foreman job?
They prefer us to, yes.
What kind of problems come up on the railway sometimes with the tracks?
Well, the rail will sometimes just break. There'll be too much tension and pressure on it. It'll just snap. Sometimes bolts will break out of joint. You have to put them back in. Sometimes the train goes off and then you got to put it back on. But
how long does it take to repair a broken track?
Broken track? Well, usually the rail has to be taken out and a new rail put back in. So that can take, depending on where the break is, sometimes you can get away with putting a short section in. If you have to put in a whole rail with four men, it can take 3 hours.
What do you guys do here all the time?
We're playing Give and Go right now.
You mean
when we're not working?
Yeah, I mean...
Play cards. I'm teaching everybody else how to play Go.
Enjoy it living out here?
Oh, well, the whole crew has just moved out here 2 weeks ago. This section has been empty for about 4 months.
So how many people live in this? This looks actually fairly large, yeah.
This house, too, and the other, in the trailer, too, people live out there, too.
What do you remember the most about working on the railway, Wendy? What sticks out in your mind?
What sticks out in my mind? Probably the derailments, because then you have to work until they're done. So it means sometimes 24 hours, 36 hours.
What's the worst one you've ever seen?
The worst one is probably up at 86 Mile. Two units off, and I don't know how many cars. Maybe only six cars, but they're still on the rail, so you have to pick them up and carry them, you know, get them carried off. If they've fallen all the way off, then you just have to repair the track.
What about you? What do you remember the most?
That's a difficult question. I don't know. I've done so many things in the 18 months I've worked for them that I don't know as anyone stands out in particular. Not that I'd want to mention on radio anymore.
Okay, the guy I'm with is yelling at me to get going. I guess he wants supper. So thanks very much.
Sure.
We'll see you. Bye now.
You can piece it together.
Oh, yeah, I will. Don't worry. Bye now.
Yep, thank you.
Well, you heard it. There's up to four or five men living in the section house here.
What were you doing while I was inside?
Oh, I filled her up with gas.
You do that every day there?
Yeah, I usually steal a couple of gallons of his gas every day. And I was waiting for you to get out because, God almighty, I'm hungry.
Okay.